The coronavirus is continuing to damage the travel industry. Flight Centre has sharply downgraded its profit forecast, while Air New Zealand has become the latest airline to cut the number of flights. With the latest, here's the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
For Flight Centre, the global turbulence has been constant, with Brexit, US-China trade wars, unrest in Hong Kong, and now the coronavirus. Shares in the $3.5 billion company have fallen 20% so far this year. Founder and Chief Executive Graham Screw-Turner says customers are becoming more nervous.
There's some who are amending their bookings, extending their departure dates to later. It is fairly early days, but there's no doubt that February and March are going to be badly affected.
Flight Centre's half-year profit out this morning is down 74% to $22 million. And even though revenue is up, the company is factoring in what it calls a significant coronavirus impact, downgrading its full-year profit outlook by about $50 million. Graham Turner says it's not just the bread-and-butter consumers in the shopping mall, but big corporate clients changing or cancelling travel plans.
There's very few going to China. As you know, China's a really important trading partner, but I think some of the companies are using this chance to save costs, travelling less. But, you know, there's not wholesale panic or anything yet. Most people are still travelling to non-China destinations.
In your retail stores on high streets and in shopping malls, what sort of concerns are you seeing, and what are customers saying to you when they're wanting to review or change their travel plans?
Look, it's fairly natural. A lot of people book through a person because they can get good advice where to go and where it might be need to be cautious. So obviously everyone's different and some people are more concerned than others, but generally most people are still going or may be going later, but certainly there are some cancellations.
You're expecting this to take a bite out of your earnings, and this morning you've issued a profit downgrade. But how bad could this get if the coronavirus isn't contained within the next weeks or months?
That's a really difficult question, but there's no doubt that it looks like it's going to spread more, particularly outside China. But, you know, it's just when it gets to the stage when people accept that this is going to be reasonably endemic and governments try to contain it more within the their own regions or their own countries.
Major airlines have already cut capacity, and budget airlines are looking a bit shaky in terms of surviving this. So are we seeing the makings of a global economic shock?
It will depend on how long it goes, but certainly companies that are a bit weak with cash backup, you know, this will be a tough time probably.
Also today, Air New Zealand joined Qantas and Virgin in slashing flights as travellers change their plans or delay travel, reducing flights into Asia by 17%.
The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.